39 years ago today in Dallas, President John F. Kennedy was assassinated. The gunman, Lee Harvey Oswald, fired from a sixth-floor window of the Texas School Book Depository. Two floors of that building make up the sixth-floor museum. It houses historic photographs, movies, artifacts, and exhibits related to the life and death of the 35th president. NPR's special correspondent Susan Stamberg reports.
For many generations, the date November 22nd meant what September 11th means today. That date was like a wound in the national consciousness, lodged there as a tragic memory. Each year, nearly 500,000 visitors come to Dallas's sixth-floor museum to remember JFK, to crouch at the window where Oswald crouched, stare out at Dealey Plaza, and imagine that long-ago day. Jeff West is executive director of the sixth-floor museum. He joins us from Dallas. Mr. West, that museum is mostly about the history of that awful day, but you also deal with President Kennedy's life, his image, and he's been in the news this week. The medical files released to a biographer that show that he was in nearly constant pain and also almost constantly taking medication for the pain. How will you incorporate this just revealed information at your sixth floor museum?
Well, I think it's important when you talk about the assassination, you've got to understand the context of the man's life. And clearly for two-thirds of our visitors who were born after the assassination, they don't know what the big deal is, they don't know who he was before he died. There are things we talk about in the museum about the White House, about the presidency, about the family, and a lot of the research has confirmed things there were suspicions about. But I think it's part of the story, and I think that there are lots of ways you can spin that. But at least you have to acknowledge that there was the pharmaceuticals, the shots, there were all the issues that he was dealing with medically that were kept from the public.
It is possible to look out the windows of the museum and see the precise place where the president was shot. Remind us about this. He was riding in a motorcade in downtown Dallas. He was on his way to a luncheon. That car turned onto, was it Elm Street?
It was about a two-block ride through Dealey Plaza, which is actually a transit park in Dallas, and the motorcade was moving very slowly. There was crowds, but at that point in the motorcade, the crowds were getting smaller. It was the end of the kind of formal part because they were about to go on the expressway and head up to the luncheon.
And today, standing at that southeast corner window where Oswald stood, you can see the letter X painted in white on the paved street. It marks the spot where the president was hit. Cars, trucks, traffic regularly pass over that X, right?
It's an X that actually kind of appears periodically. It's a busy street, and so as the white X kind of recedes and gets fainter and fainter, you come in one morning and it's freshly painted again, and you can see it from a distance.
Are you people at the museum freshening up that X?
Absolutely not. It's something we don't do because it's the middle of a street. Kind of inconveniently, people are prompted to go stand on that and get their picture made in a hurry, often with the traffic coming at them. So, we do know there are plenty of people who have opinions about the assassination, the importance of that marking and that location. That's something that they do, and it is something that gives you a kind of a point of reference to understand the distance from the window to the street.
Well, who is the they?
We have in Dealey Plaza vendors who sell newspapers, who sell publications and videos that tell their story. And often that's an angle, whether it's conspiracy or a specific conspiracy, whether the mafia or the Cubans or the KGB or the CIA. Those stories are out there, and they're out there as part of their involvement in the story and attempting to solve the story by selling these wares to tourists. So there are folks there to greet you, vendors to sell you newspapers to tell you more about the story.
Mm-hmm. And have you ever gone up to any one of them and said, are you the ones who are coming in with a bucket of white paint at night and freshening this thing up?
My security guards actually have had some conversations just to ask, and they've received a few wry smiles, but it's not something that we're so much trying to prevent as simply to say it's not our responsibility, and we understand why that there's a need to do that or a desire to do that, and we acknowledge that it happens.
Another of the mysteries that surround that terrible day.
Truly.
Thank you very much. Jeff West is executive director of the Sixth Floor Museum at Dealey Plaza in Dallas, helping us to observe this 39th anniversary of the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.